Food and Drug Commissioner Dr. Margaret Hamburg will be stepping down this week. She's been on the job for nearly 6 years. The former New York City Public Health Commissioner has had an eventful career in Washington. The compounding pharmacy scare and passage of a major reform bill are just a couple of the big episodes. Ahead of her departure, I sat down with Dr. Hamburg to review her tenure at the agency and get some thoughts on where the agency should go in the future. She told me about the differences between running the FDA and her former position as Commissioner of New York City's Department of Health and Mental Hygiene.
There are a lot of similarities, but there are some really important differences. One is that the FDA is a much, much larger agency with a span of responsibilities that really boggles the mind. You know, it isn't obvious to everyone the full range of things that we're responsible for. And in fact, I didn't fully understand it until I took on the job and was sitting in the chair as commissioner of the FDA. But we actually regulate products that account for somewhere over 20 cents of every dollar that consumers spend on products in this country, and products that really matter to people, whether it's life-saving drugs or drugs that enable you to go to work every day and raise a family, or vaccines that prevent your children from getting serious diseases, or devices that enable you to get back on your feet and do things, or bionic eyes, who would have imagined, to the safety of the majority of the food supply, to oversight of cosmetics and dietary supplements, to things that emit radiation, like safety of your microwave, and most recently, the regulation and oversight of tobacco products. So it's a vast set of responsibilities and increasingly a global set of commodities that we oversee and industries that we work with, because the products that we regulate are coming in whole or in part from places all around the world. So, you know, not only are we having our fingers in all kinds of different issues and products, but we also now have to be working with countries around the world and literally several hundred thousand different facilities that are producing products or components of products that we're regulating. So the scope is just very different. But the coming together in terms of how is FDA like being health commissioner in New York City, the coming together of important issues of science, medicine, and public health with a broader array of issues, economic, legal, social, ethical, you know, have a lot of similarities. And also the fact that we've got such a broad range of stakeholders that we need to work with and engage with.
Now, FDA is one of those agencies that almost every decision it makes, somebody is thrilled with, somebody feels hurt by, or somebody criticizes. Did it surprise you the level of scrutiny and chorus commentary, let's put it that way, that occurs for every single thing that happens here?
Well, you make a good point. And certainly when I first took the job, a number of people said, don't you think you're crazy to take a job where the very definition of the job is that someone is always mad at you? But the truth is that one of the things I learned early in public service, you know, in particular when I became health commissioner in New York City at a fairly tender age as well, I might add, was that you can't expect that everyone will like you, but you have to hope that people will respect you and your integrity, that you have to have a clearly defined compass that you use to navigate complex landscapes. And certainly for the FDA, that has to be science. We're a science-based, evidence-driven regulatory agency with a public health mission, which is to promote and protect the health of the public. And, you know, I have found if I keep my eye on what is our mission and what are we trying to achieve and what is the data that can guide our decision-making, that even when people are unhappy with the decision, they feel that they had a fair hearing and can understand, you know, how the decision was made. And I think you have to be open as well. And really, one of the things I've been very proud of, and it's taken a lot of time, but it's something I think is absolutely essential, is being willing to listen, to learn, and to respond to the concerns and issues that people raise.
Now, you've had a pretty long tenure, actually, compared to a lot of FDA commissioners. What would you say is the accomplishment you're most proud of?
Big picture, what I'm really proud of is coming into an agency at a time when it was troubled, when there'd been a lot of issues and, you know, some would even say scandals in the drug area and the food area, major food safety issue with contaminated peanut products, some visible drug recalls with media and congressional involvement and a lot of finger pointing. And, you know, there was a lot of sort of circling the wagons, people feeling embattled. And, you know, I think I was able to come on board. I was able to address some of the concerns about what FDA does, how we do it, and why, open us up through greater transparency, openness, and engagement with stakeholders, and hopefully reinvigorate, you know, the esprit de corps of many of the people that work here. And people should take pride in their work. On the big picture, I think, you know, that's one of the things I take great pride in, and really repositioning the agency for the challenges of today and of tomorrow, including, you know, really putting renewed emphasis on the importance of science within our walls and scientific collaboration with others, and responding to the challenges of globalization, which is changing the nature of our agency in such fundamental ways.
We're speaking with Dr. Margaret Hamburg. She is the commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, at least for a little while longer. That whole idea of the internationalization that you mentioned a couple of times, with the possibility of a big Pacific trade agreement, that could really increase the mission a whole lot. How much of the commissioner's time is spent looking forward to see what might be coming down the pike that would impinge on the agency's mission?
Well, it's very important that the commissioner always be looking forward and anticipating future needs and opportunities, because it does take time to mobilize in response and to begin to steer, you know, the ship that is the FDA, to make sure that we're adequately resourced, to make sure that we actually have the authorities that we need to do our job, and to make sure that we are engaging with the right partners. So certainly in the issues that emerge from globalization, it has meant that we have really had to rethink the paradigm. And, you know, the old model that was first established in the early days of the FDA, where primarily a domestic agency looking and working inward and inspecting things as they came over our border, was one that just could not persist in the modern era. And both in terms of how we're organized now with offices overseas and lots more collaboration on a one-to-one basis with counterpart regulatory authorities, but also multilateral and working with international organizations. And actually, one of the things that I've spearheaded during my time here is to actually create a new global governance mechanism around the world to try to better share information and to collaborate around critical issues, and to work together both on the oversight scientifically of the products that we're all responsible for, as well as ensuring the safety and integrity of these complex supply chains and the quality of products wherever they're made. It's a shared concern of all regulatory authorities, very much so for the United States, where we're seeing, you know, imports quadrupling over the last decade. But it's one where we can best do our job by working more closely with others. So,
and do you find that some of the nations that we might even be opposed to in other domains, that there's cooperation in the food safety area, despite what's going on at, say, the military or the economic level?
Well, it certainly is an area where it's vitally important to find ways to collaborate, and where even when there are differences in politics and alignments of two countries outside of the realm of FDA, we can find lots of ways to work together and maybe, in fact, strengthen the relationships between two nations or regions because of the positive collaborative work that emerges through what we're trying to do. It's in everybody's best interest to try to raise the quality of products. It's striking to me that increasingly products that we're getting in this country are coming from countries that are developing economies, certainly not as sophisticated in terms of their regulatory capacities, and in many cases, you know, less stable politically and economically. But by working together, we can actually strengthen their economic development, the quality of life for their people, because the product standards increase. And it has many, many benefits, including higher quality products for U.S. consumers as a result, but also greater safety and security by helping to strengthen these countries in some more fundamental ways.
As you prepare to leave office, what would you like to have done that's maybe still in that unfinished basket?
Well, there's always going to be more work to be done. And it was a hard decision about when to leave because there are always a couple more things on the list. But I look back and I really feel that so much has been accomplished in key areas, and a lot is on track that I think will stay on track and, in fact, continue to gain momentum. One of the things that was important to me as I thought about stepping down was making sure that we had the right leadership team in place here, and I didn't want to leave until I had filled some critical roles. And I'm very, very pleased that we have some great new additions to our team on both the food area and the medical product area, and a lot of strong leaders who've been here for a while. So I feel very good about where the agency is right now. We need more resources. There is no doubt that the expectations of the public and of our Congress are very high on what FDA can deliver, and we get asked to do more and more at a time when both science is advancing at breakneck speed, and that affects the products we regulate and how we do it. And the world, as we've been talking about, is much more global, and that puts a set of you know, very challenging new demands on us. We really do need to get the support and the ability to recruit and retain the kinds of high-quality employees that make FDA such a very special and unique place.